Hi everyone, this is Scott Leach from Crystal Ball, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with your host, Jim Modona.
Firing chain is on. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 2, 1.
Jim Modona here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I want to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. Whether it's rock, melodic rock, heavy metal, contemporary, country, we got it all. And this episode is no different because I have on the line Mr. Scott Leach, lead guitarist of the hard-hitting band Crystal Ball. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
You as well, Scott. Scott, I truly want to thank you, man, for calling in. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak with you all the way from Switzerland.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me, for the band Crystal Ball. We appreciate a lot to be able to get our music known all across the world, in this case, in the U.S. We're really happy about that. Thank you so much, Jim.
It's my pleasure. You know, I want to say to the listeners that you and I have tried to plan this interview. I think I canceled on you about four times because of my health. And I just want to say to you as an individual, you were a true gentleman and scholar, and you understood completely. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It shows a lot. It speaks a lot about who you are, that you are still willing to do the interview.
That's no problem, Jim, of course. I mean, the health is the most important thing, and I completely understand that. So there's absolutely no trouble with that. And we're glad to do it anyway at any time. So that's perfect. I wish you all the best for your future health, of course. So I hope this goes all well for you.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. So let's start out, man. Crystal Ball started out in, was it 1995?
That's correct, Jim, yes.
Okay, so you started out in 1995, and at that point, you guys, there was a lot of changes. You had gone through a few band members, so on and so forth, and, you know, I'm going to ask you to help me out with the names of the members of the band, rather, because, you know, it's a language barrier that, you know, that we can encounter. But it started out in 1995. You guys, up to date, have put 7 albums together. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. 95, at the time when we started out as a cover band, so we played songs from all kinds of bands. And we did that for like 2.5 years. We played like 150 shows around Switzerland, mostly, some in Germany and Austria. And then we decided to stop and write our own material. And that's where the real history of Crystal Ball began. So with the first record, and that came out in 99. But it was the same 5 members that started out as a cover band who did the first 6 records of Crystal Ball. So this band stayed together for a very long period of time.
And then you took a break, and then you found a singer in Germany, correct?
That's correct, because after our last record second to last record, Secrets in 2007, got a longer break, and we kind of felt we had to change something, and it took us quite a while to find the right new singer, which we finally found in Germany, as you just said, and he's a very talented guy, a nice guy also, and he fits in perfect into the band. He's like 6 hours away by car. Switzerland and Germany are quite close, but still it's quite a distance, so most of the time he will get on the plane, you know, if we meet up. That's just easier.
Okay. And what is the name, so I don't botch it up? What's the name of the lead singer?
His name is Stephen Maganai.
You guys have toured with some pretty cool people. For example, Crocus.
Yeah, that's correct. Just this year now, in spring, we were able to support Crocus on their Germany tour. We've supported Crocus earlier, like a couple of years ago also. Of course, Crocus is a band from Switzerland too, so it was kind of, you know, a good connection, of course, and since Switzerland is a small country and the music scene is not that big, you know all the guys, so I just could call up, you know, the leader and ask if it's possible, and so it came together quite easy for us.
That's excellent. You know, back in the 80s, I saw Crocus with Kiss.
Yeah.
They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's great. So, absolutely. It was like a childhood dream, you know, because I was growing up with those bands and Crocus. Of course, it was a great experience.
Is bands like Crocus and name some other bands that you would say that are your influences that inspire you to do what you do?
There's quite a lot of bands that inspired me, but most of them are 80s bands. Let's say big names like Def Leppard, Scorpions, but also bands like European bands like Pretty Maid, for example, Whitesnake. I could go on and on, like Yngwie Malmsteen. Dokken was a big influence on my guitar playing, George Lynch. So I could name maybe like 20 others, but this is direction I was listening to when I was growing up, and I think it's still a big influence on my songwriting and playing.
Okay, yeah, you know, George Lynch is absolutely amazing. Right now, I believe that he's doing a project with Michael Sweet, as Stryper.
And yeah, right. I just read about that.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to hear it. Yeah,
yeah. I've heard some of the tracks, and they're really good. They really are. Yeah. You know, let's come forward or speed up. Let's talk about your latest album, Dawnbreaker.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that album is on an independent label, a heavy metal label out of Germany. Is that correct?
That's correct. The label is called Massacre Records.
Okay.
And most of the bands are quite heavy. They started out doing lots of really like extreme metal stuff, but after time they also had more melodic stuff in their department. So of course we are one of the more melodic bands on the label, but we're not the only one. And the main thing, or the good thing about this label, is they really wanted to have us because they've seen us live a couple of years ago, and we are like a main a very important band on the label, so we get the good support from the label, and sometimes that is more beneficial than to be number 200 on a very big label. So for us now, it is a very good combination. We're really satisfied, and we're going to work with that label also for the next album. So I just can recommend it.
Okay, because you said that you are also working on a new album at this moment.
That's true, yes.
Very good, very good. Well, back to Dawnbreaker, I've listened to the entire album, and I gotta be honest with you, Scott, there is not a song on there that I dislike. I'm absolutely blown away by every song. I mean, every song on that album is rock solid, man. It's guitar-driven. It's so powerful. And the first song I want to talk about is Break of Dawn. Could you give us some history on that?
Sure. Thank you so much, Jim, first of all, for your, you know, nice words. I really appreciate that. Break of Dawn was actually the first song that was written for that album, Dawnbreaker. It had quite a history because the song was originally written for a world record attempt from a Swiss guy riding a motorcycle through the desert. That guy is a really crazy guy. He wanted to do a speed world record. And he did like a theme song, and that was the first start how we wrote that song, Break of Dawn. At the time, it had a different title. It was called Faster Than Hell or something. And anyway, that song didn't. We did that song, and but we didn't have the singer at the time, so we were working with a guest singer, and we did that for a TV show and all that. But when the time came, and we found our new singer, Stephen Mag, and I, he liked that song a lot, and we wanted to put him in the position where he could sing his own stuff and not, you know, repeating what others did. So we rewrote the song. He did make new lyrics, and we made a new melody line, and the result is Break of Dawn, actually, which was the first song that we have written as a band together for that album, and it's the first album on the CD now, and a really powerful number which we like to play live also.
Well, I tell you, man, it's a great song. So why don't we let the listeners hear Break of Dawn with Scott Leach and Crystal Ball. Turn it up here on Power Rock Podcast. Back with Scott. Scott, like I said before, man, absolutely killer. Just that kind of song just leaves me speechless.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm flattered to hear that. Thank you.
Let's go to a little more personal level here, then we'll get back to the album. You know, during interviews, you know, people want to know some personal things, and I think that's real important. So, you know, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, what is a motto or maybe a slogan or something, advice that you live by or you stand by?
Well, no. Well, if you go to our website, I could tell you a slogan. Or it's actually, I believe in life before death. So what this actually means to me is, you know, of course, the usual saying is, you know, life after death. But I'm not saying, I don't know if it's possible, I don't know, but anyway, I believe in life before death, so I try to enjoy my life, have a positive attitude towards life, and make the best out of it at all the time. So this is maybe my motto, if you so to speak.
Okay, well, hey, that's great. You know, when you're on stage and you're playing and you've played in front of, you know, big crowds, do you ever get nervous?
Yes, I do sometimes. If you play far away from home, I'm not very nervous, but like last week, we played in our hometown, and maybe there was maybe like 400 people in the crowd, and I knew all of them, so that makes me nervous, yes.
Okay.
But it's only like the last 5 minutes before I go on stage, and then afterwards it's fine.
Okay, cool, man. All right, back to the album. I want to go to the next track, which is absolutely my favorite track. And I found this on YouTube. You guys have a YouTube video out, and it's called "Anyone Can Be a Hero." That song is so catchy. The video is so well done. Tell me about that.
Thank you so much. We like that song also, and it was clear pretty fast that this would be like the single that we're going to do a video for. And this was, well, one of the last songs we have written for the album, Dawnbreaker. And it was kind of a teamwork, actually. A lot of people did work on that song, but it turned out very well. Also, the video shooting for Anyone Can Be a Hero was great fun, even though we had to wait for ages on that day. As you can see on YouTube, we did a green screen shots. That means we were just shooting in front of a green screen, and all the planets you see were added by computer. You know how that works. Everybody knows nowadays. So, but it was really funny acting, you know, in front of a green wall, and we never done that before. So it was a completely new experience for us, but we are really happy with the result. And check it out on our YouTube channel, and have fun with it.
All right. Well, here it is, man. Anyone Can Be a Hero with Scott Leach and Crystal Ball. Turn it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Trying to tell me I was nothing. Trying to tell me I was.
Now we're back again with Scott. Like I said, like you said, Scott, we're gonna check. People got to check it out on YouTube. Great, great song. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna provide all the links in this podcast in the information center to where people can go and click and go to all your stuff, your reverb stuff, you know, all Facebook pages, everything that you have. Everything's gonna be click and go, so people can hear what you guys have to offer.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Jim.
It needs to be heard, man. Let me ask you this, brother. Any plans of coming to the U.S.?
At the moment, we have not particular plans. We would love to come to the U.S., of course. As I know, the CD is also available in the U.S., but we would need like a promoter to book us, to book the band, so we can have a couple of shows or some festival maybe to start with. That would be awesome. But we're still actually waiting for somebody, you know, to open us the door. So no plan in the near future, but maybe with the next album. I never know, you know, never know what happens. So we keep our fingers crossed and hope it will work out someday.
Well, you know, all it takes is one person to hear what you have to offer and you're on your way. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I hope this will take place, yes.
Yeah, yeah. What would you be doing right now if you were not doing music?
That's a really good question. I don't have a real clear answer for. I guess I would do something else that's kind of creative. So maybe I would work like more in graphic design or doing videos is like one, you know, it's like a field that's really interesting. Doing videos, editing videos, special effects. Maybe I would do something like that, but I don't really know. It's hard to tell.
Okay, well, that's fair enough, man. On to the next track that I want to play, Back for Good. How about some history on that one?
Back for Good. It's like a theme song for us because we have T-shirts with the motto, the balls are back for good, on the backside of the T-shirt. So this is like a highlight when we play it live.
Okay, well, that's cool. I say we let the listeners hear it, man. Here it is, Back for Good with Scott Leach and Crystal Ball. Turn it up on Power Rock Podcast. We'll be right back. We are back. Scott, that song is killer, man. I it seems like I sound repetitive, but the reality is that's the words I come up with. It's great stuff, man. It's so well arranged. It's got so much power in it. It kind of leaves me.
Thank you. It makes me happy. You can feel that, because that's what we felt when we wrote that song, and that's what we feel when we go on stage. That's what we felt when we recorded that song. So it makes me really happy, you know, if that comes across through the music somehow, you know, that energy that we put into it.
In your opinion, when it comes to digital music, do you think that, like, iTunes, things like that, have hurt or helped the industry?
Well, I think as far as the industry goes, it hurts the industry, of course, because they're making less money. Then again, on the other side, it has opened up lots of opportunities for younger bands, maybe, to get known, especially get known worldwide, not just locally like it used to be. You know, you played and you were known, like, in one city, maybe. Now you can kind of attack worldwide at the same time. You know, if you take those two possibilities or those two sides together, I think for musicians it has become harder to make a living out of music. So I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm using internet. I'm listening to songs on iTunes, and I think that's actually a good idea. Just the illegal download, of course, has done some damage for the people working in the music business, especially for the musicians. But you cannot turn back time, so that's the way it is now, and we have to make the best out of it and use the positive possibilities that are given by those new technologies, and we try to make the best out of it, of course.
In our reality, playing live, selling merchandise, T-shirts, CDs, etc., at the gigs, would you say that is the way that it's more profitable today than using the internet as your source of income?
It's as a source of income. It's I would say concerts are more important for us. I don't know how it is for other bands, but for us, it's the real thing, playing live, selling merchandise, as you said. Maybe if we get known more and be able to, you know, get our name spread worldwide, maybe the internet will become more important.
Okay.
As an income. Not for now, it's more the real thing, you know, merchandise, shows.
Very cool. Now, have you seen a increase in the fans in the U.S. as, you know, versus to the, you know, Switzerland and Germany? Have you noticed that Crystal Ball is starting to get more American fans?
Yes, well, over the last maybe like 2 years, you know, I've been putting lots of effort into YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So actually every new fan from the U.S. or anywhere in the world, it makes me happy, of course. So, yes, there's more of people from other countries, especially U.S., liking our stuff. So that makes me happy. But I cannot tell if that's because of the, you know, social media. Is it because of the CD? Maybe it is because of radio airplay or podcasts like you do, you know, great job like that. So this will help us get and reach new fans. So I'm looking forward for the reactions, actually. That's great.
Very cool. Okay, I want to play one more tune, and then we're going to close this interview out. The Brothers Were Right. Very, very cool song.
All right.
Can I get some
Thank
history
you, yes.
on that?
Yes. That was a title that took quite some work to finish, you know. Original idea is quite old. It was one of the first tracks I've written. But we rewrote parts of it and we're like polishing on it quite a while, and maybe special about that song is the lyrics. They were written by an English colleague of us, and it's about the brothers' right, you know, the first two guys who actually flew a plane or made planes fly, really. And that's a kind of a word game. In the title, the brothers were right, written with W-R-I-H-G-H-T, if I spelled it right now. I hope I did. So I don't know if that came across anyway. So a fun song to play live, very melodic, and here we go. Have fun with it.
Well, here it is. The brothers were right with Scott Leach and Crystal Ball. Turn it up on Power Rock Podcast. Okay, we're back with Scott. Scott, again, I truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you took your time to give me a call. It really is an honor to be able to talk with artists like yourself that are just so talented, man, and have so much to offer the music industry. And I just want to say to you, I wish Crystal Ball all the best. I want to say to you personally, I want to say I wish you the utmost success in anything you lay your hands on. I think you guys have what it takes for the mainstream industry. I believe that you guys are going to tear it up, hands down. I'm very honored, like I said, to have had this moment to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Jim. I really appreciate your words. really kind. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on Power Rock Podcast. I appreciate it, and appreciate your time. It's the work you put in. Keep it up. I'm really excited, looking forward to hear it and hear all your other stuff you're doing. So thank you very much, and all the listeners, God bless you.
Well, God bless you, Scott. Again, I got Scott Leese. I'm Jim Madonna. Power Rock Podcast, Crystal Ball. Peace.